Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. When Congress approved the Wall of Remembrance Act in 2016, the goal was to preserve the names of Korean War veterans at the National Korean War Memorial in Washington, D.C. Those names, however, have not been etched into memorial because of lack of funds. Hannah Kim has set out to change that. She's leading a three-month journey to visit Korean War veteran memorials in all 50 states. She's meeting and thanking Korean War veterans. She's reminding the public about the grave cost of war, and she's talking about the importance of peace. She's in South Dakota now on her way to Mobridge currently, I believe, and she joins us on the phone. Hannah Kim, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Hello. Thank you for having me on.
This is quite a journey that you're on. Tell me about your time in South Dakota so far.
Oh my goodness. You know what? I would have to say South Dakota is my state number 19 out of the 50. And of course, I just finished my one-third mark, but South Dakota will be remembered as one of my favorite and most memorable states because I have been able to, like even yesterday, visit two Indian reservations. Not a lot of people, of course, know much about the Korean War veterans, you know, but let alone the American Indian Korean War veterans. And, you know, South Dakota should be extremely proud that it is home to many American Indian reservations. And in the two tribes that I visited alone, I was, you know, I spent Memorial Day visiting the graves of those, you know, who were killed and meeting their families. And wow, I was so humbled because, you know, so many have sacrificed for my freedom and for the freedom of, you know, 2 million Korean Americans thriving in this country, and of course the freedom of South Korea, but also our freedom because, you know, the Korean War halted communism.
How did your journey begin? How did you become interested in this?
I guess my journey began almost 11 years ago. I almost died from a car accident. That's when I realized, wow, life is short. And, you know, even though I was young, I just knew that life was very precious. And I went to Washington, D.C., not knowing anybody, but I wanted to, you know, do something to kind of change the world, to large, something larger than myself. And that's when I, you know, mentioned the Korean Memorial.
I think we're losing Hannah Kim's phone really quickly. We're talking with Hannah Kim. She's touring the state. Right now, you can find her website, remember727.org, or follow her on Twitter. She's posting some videos of her journey, and I believe this morning she was in Pier, and she was laying a wreath in Pier for commemoration of Memorial Day and Korean War veterans. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll see if we can get Hannah back on the phone to continue this conversation, Stay in the Moment, on listener-supported SDPB Radio. We have Hannah Kim back on the phone. Hannah, welcome back. Thanks for hanging in there with us.
Thank you. There was a bad reception here.
That happens in South Dakota. We're good with it. Tell me a little bit about some of the people that you're meeting, because I was watching you on Twitter, and you were with Grandpa Don. And tell me about some of the relationships that you have with these veterans.
Oh, yay. Wonderful. So, yes, Grandpa Don is driving us right now to the Mobridge Standing Rock Reservation as I'm speaking. So, you know what the thing is, you know, most people, especially, I guess, in the modern world, that, you know, we don't live with our grandparents, you know, right. And especially young people don't really know how to even interact with older generation, people from the older generations. But, you know, I have so much fun, you know, with the grandpas that I have known for the past 10 years and those that I'm, you know, meeting for the first time. And, you know, they just, you know, grandpas love telling stories. I love asking for their stories, and they have so much wisdom in them to share. And I think that's kind of what the whole thing is, you know, whether they fought in the war or not, you know, to be able to say thank you to our grandparents, I think is also extremely important. But for me, of course, you know, I tell everyone when I meet the Korean War veterans that they're my grandpas. Why? Because if they didn't fight in Korea, I literally would not exist. Neither I nor, you know, Koreans many Koreans around the world that are enjoying the freedom that we enjoy. And I'm hoping that the current peace talks on the Korean Peninsula will be successful, not only for the 10 million divided Korean families between, of course, North and South Korea that haven't seen each other for almost 70 years, but for the families of the those who never came back home, meaning there are still, in addition to the 36,000 that were killed in the war, 8,000 were either, you know, POWs or missing in action, and they're still unaccounted for. So I have been meeting families of those who have a loved one, a father, a brother, you know, whose remains have never been found. And they're still grieving. They're still yearning for some hope to just know, you know, where or what happened to their loved one. And it's that is why, you know, whether there is a large crowd or not, I know, I go to these memorials to say, you know what, thank you so much to those who have paid the ultimate sacrifice. And in South Dakota, 160 died in the Korean War, and 35 are still unaccounted for. I hope that many people would be able to visit the memorial in front of the Capitol Lake and, of course, the fake Capitol building. It is beautiful there. Just to go there and look at the names of those who didn't make it home to this beautiful state. And just to observe a moment of silence and prayer to thank them.
Yeah. You can find Hannah Kim on Twitter at remember727 or 727. And Hannah, as I look at your Twitter coverage and some of the stories and the people that you're meeting, you know, there are those moments of, grief and solemnness, and then these sort of really joyous, fun moments that remind people that, you know, we are living in a peaceful country where, you know, at one point somebody hit a pheasant on the road and it turns into this sort of, back and forth between you and one of these gentlemen that's just really, so you're having a good time making these connections, hearing these stories, and doing this really important work on your journey. What do you hope people will learn from this conversation, from your travels across all 50 states?
Yes, I hope that people will learn more about, of course, you know, their hometown heroes, right? I call them heroes because, of course, they fought for our freedom. They answered a call to defend a country that they did not know, and for people that they weren't even related to. And to me, that is the concept of grace. And, you know, it really doesn't require people to go to all 50 states like me or travel more than 1,500 miles to say thank you. They could just thank, you know, a veteran if they meet them at the grocery store or at a restaurant. Just come and shake their hands and say thank you for your service. You know, don't be shy. And, of course, to those who did not make it home, to be able to go to a memorial nearby, because, you know, Pierre is where I came, but it's not the only memorial that honors the veterans. So, you know, many times, and this is what I learned from traveling to almost 20 states so far, that, you know, in our hometown, even small neighborhoods, there are veterans memorial parks, veterans, you know, just small markers, but they're so easy to just miss. But you know what? Try to actually find them and just go visit, and you will be humbled, as I have been on my journey, that, wow, someone really died for me. And that someone, guess what, was 17, 18, maybe even younger, 20. They were just kids, and they died to protect our freedoms that we enjoy so much. So I'm very honored that I'm still traveling in South Dakota, and probably we'll be spending a lot more time in the next today and tomorrow visiting more reservations and as well as Bismarck. But I think, again, the veterans who may be listening up, listening to this for their service, and the families of those who died.
Hannah Kim, thank you so much for your time, and we hope that you are treated well in South Dakota.
Thank you so much. Thank everyone to follow my journey on remember77.org.
All right, that's remember727.org, in case you didn't hear that. That's Hannah Kim. Thank you so much.